Good morning and welcome to another edition of Zone About Town on 104.5 The Zone with Public Affairs Specialist Barbara Dabb and a half-hour focus on the issues, the people, and events happening here in Middle Tennessee. Today, the current hit movie, The Lincoln Lawyer, is introducing audiences to the central character of Mickey Haller, a criminal attorney whose office is his Black Lincoln Continental. Did you know Haller's character is based on a real person? We talked to none other than Lincoln Lawyer author Michael Connelly about the real-life Lincoln Lawyer and his next case in Connelly's newest installment, The Fifth Witness. Both make for great summer reading. Then later, all across the country, college grads are lining up to apply for that all-important first job. Middle Tennessee is home to more than 20 colleges and universities, meaning thousands of millennial kids are entering the job market. But a new study out shows that priorities are vastly different than those of their parents. We spoke with Dr. Sonia Lucina, one of the study's authors and a member of the Career Advisory Board, to learn what this new generation of workers is looking for. That and much more on Zone About Town from 104.5 The Zone.
Welcome, everybody, and good morning. I'm really excited to have someone on the line today you're all going to want to hear from. If you've been out at the movies recently and have caught the latest legal thriller, The Lincoln Lawyer, written by none other than Michael Connelly. He's on the line with me this morning. Welcome. It's good to have you on the line.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, I'm a big fan, loved the movie, and it's set in my hometown of L.A., which it's always fun to revisit at in the movies, so I can feel like I've had a little bit of home. And you've continued the character of Mickey Haller in your next movie, your next book, The Fifth Witness, which it just came out. So congratulations on continuing the saga of our favorite Lincoln Lawyer.
Well, thanks a lot. I'm glad you liked the movie. I did too, and I think it's kind of rare when the author's a fan of the movie.
Yeah. I'm really pleased to know that. I was actually going to ask what you thought of it. You know, it's always an interesting transition, I would imagine, between the book and the movie. And as the viewing public, you know, you always wonder, should I read the book? Should I not read the book? I think that it's always worth reading the book. But this movie's definitely, it was a lot of fun. I was talking to a friend about it over the weekend, and she said it has she's also from LA. She said it has a real noirish quality to it, and that was exactly she really articulated very well the flavor of it. And so I know you've spent lots of time in Los Angeles yourself, and obviously it influences your writing. And how'd you gravitate towards legal thrillers and mysteries and things like that?
Well, I'm not a lawyer myself, but in terms of Mickey Haller, it's just a form of I guess the overarching crime genre that I like to read, and so I was always kind of on the lookout for a good story, and I happened to meet a guy who worked out of the backseat of his car as a criminal defense attorney, and that kind of like was the inspirational moment. And then from there I spent some time with lawyers researching the book, and so Mickey came out of that.
Yeah, and interesting, so there actually is a guy in LA working out of the back of his car.
Well, there was. He's retired now, but I met him about 10 years ago, and he kind of explained to me why it doesn't mean like I'm a failure as an attorney. It's actually the best way to do it. There's 40 courthouses.
Yes.
In L.A. County alone, and you're from there, so you know about the traffic. And so it was kind of like, this is the best way to take on this city and do this job. I have a driver, a guy who I defended, and he's paying off his legal bills by driving me, and I sit in the back with my laptop and my legal pads and legal briefs, and I do my work as I move from courthouse to courthouse. So it's kind of like a have case, will travel type of business, and it has served him well.
Yeah, well, you know, as those of us who've lived in Los Angeles know, it is sort of like the Wild West out there when it comes to getting around. Instead of on a horse, you're doing it in your car on the freeway, and you waste a lot of time sitting in traffic. If I could, if only I had a driver who could free me up to do work while I was spending my time on the 405 and the 134 and all those places that you just kind of sit and it's a parking lot. So what a clever device to kind of draw you into this character. I mean, he's kind of an enigma. I think you're holding back some details about him.
Well, I mean, he's a guy who, and this is the Matthew McConaughey's credit in, you know, in the film, because he can project this in some way.
Yeah.
In books, I have words to describe all of this, and I can go inside characters' heads, like Mickey's head, and you can't do that in the film. But essentially, Mickey Hall is a guy who wants to be two steps ahead of everybody else. He's always looking at the angles, has his eyes on the angles. And you know, it doesn't necessarily mean that you like him, but you like riding with him. You want to see how these cases turn out. And I think that's the key to the success of the series. And it certainly worked pretty well with Matthew McConaughey playing him in the film.
Yeah, great casting. The whole thing was just beautifully cast. I'm speaking with Michael Connelly. He's the author of The Lincoln Lawyer, out in theaters right now. And we're talking about the lead character, Mickey Haller, who is a guy who works out of the back of his car. And you can read more about Mickey in the next installment, which is The Fifth Witness. And I got to tell you, I did receive an advanced copy of it, and I'm about halfway through, so don't tell me how it ends. But man, I was drawn in the first page. I was sitting outside on my deck the other day. We had a beautiful day here in Nashville, and I just couldn't put it down. I was really disappointed when other things came up and I couldn't finish reading the book. But you set this one really against the backdrop of the foreclosure crisis that's been going on in California now for the last little while. And what an interesting way to sort of portray that world. Is this true that people are really getting that desperate?
This is a story about someone accused of killing a banker, foreclosing on her. As far as I know, something like that hasn't happened.
Right.
But it's kind of like a microcosm of the frustrations that are going on. I mean, it's an epidemic that stretches beyond California.
Sure.
In this country alone, there was 1 million foreclosures last year.
Yeah.
And it's become a growth market in the legal field. A couple of the attorneys that I researched Mickey Haller with, I've been, you know, shadowing for almost 10 years. They've moved into this because this is where there is money to be made as a lawyer, and so I kind of followed them into it. And you talked about the Wild West. It's an interesting world where it's like almost like a forest of mirrors. You don't really know who to trust. Things exploded on the upside, you know, 5-6 years ago so fast that mortgages were given to almost anybody. Mortgages weren't recorded. Mortgages were sold and resold and resold to different companies, and there's
sure.
almost no tracking or records. Now we've hit the downslide, and mm-hmm. we're having millions of foreclosures, and it's really unclear who can foreclose on what. And so the lawyers are stepping in and finding all kinds of fraud, and it's just, you know, I write dramas, and so it's a world that is full of that kind of drama, and so I tried to harness it into this world so we can see another, you know, reflection of the world, another dimension for Mickey Haller to drive his Lincoln through.
Yeah, and, you know, of course, I was, as I was reading it, I thought, boy, this is probably like the fantasy of every, you know, every person who's ever been a victim of these kinds of lending practices, you know, like, we're going to kill all the bankers, right, instead of the lawyers. But it's quite an interesting approach to the particular problem that we're in, and really resonates, I think, in spite of the fact that obviously it's a novel for entertainment, but really touches a nerve, I think, for a lot of people that have been going through difficult economic times, and weaving in the story of this lawyer who, as you say, has kind of found another niche for himself. You know, I'm curious what lawyers think of your book. I'm married to a lawyer, so I have to say that up front. He is a big fan, but he's not a criminal defense attorney. What do they think about this stuff? Do they get a lot of criticism or pats on the back for the portrayal of Mickey Haller?
Well, I guess I get more pats on the back than anything else. But I, you know, I'm not a lawyer myself, so I try to make these books bulletproof when it comes to the canon of law and the practice of law.
Is that no pun intended, just like the car is bulletproof?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, so I have a cadre of people to help me, an ex-prosecutor, two working defense attorneys. I have a judge out in L.A. who reads, and they all get involved in reading my manuscripts early so they can, you know, tell me what I have wrong and what I got to correct and so forth. And so I try to make them, hopefully the hallmark of what I do is a realism, so I want these things to be accurate. And I do have the added pressure that I'm not an attorney myself, so I don't want, you know, the titans of the legal throw are people who actually did the work, you know, John Grisham.
Yeah, yeah, but you're I mean, your portrayal's right up there with the Grishams, the lawyers that write. And in a way, I think what I liked about it is that it is a little bit of a fresh approach, because lawyers get very bogged down sometimes in detail and bogged down and sort of mired in the, you know, the junk that they have to deal with. And I think you being a little on the outside gives it kind of a fresh approach. So I think it's really a lot of fun. I'm speaking with Michael Connelly. He's the author of The Lincoln Lawyer, which you can see in theaters all over Middle Tennessee right now, and pick up his latest book, which is a sequel, continues the saga of Mickey Haller. It's The Fifth Witness. Tons of fun. Great, great, great reading going into summer. And Michael, I understand that you have kind of a special thing going on your website right now with Eric Clapton. Tell us a little bit about that. That's kind of a cool value added.
Yeah, I mean, it's something I've never heard of being done before. And you know, I don't really take credit for it. It just kind of happened with, you know, people involved with me and Eric Clapton. But it's pretty cool. I had the opportunity to meet him a few years ago because my characters listen to a lot of the music I listen to. And so Mickey Haller was listening to some Eric Clapton, and I got a message from him saying thanks for the name check. And it was like, does that mean you read my books? And so a little bit of a relationship started, and it became a friendship. And so in this latest book, The Fifth Witness, I have an appropriate Eric Clapton song called Judgment Day,
uh-huh,
that I'm listening to on what happens to be a judgment day in the book. And Eric's offered to make that song available to fans of the book through my website, so you can download that song and listen to it if you need to while you're reading that section of the book. And
that's
it's kind of a cool cross promotion.
Fabulous. What's your website so people can get online and get that song?
MichaelConnelly.com.
Well, how original. MichaelConnelly.com. And it's really, what a fun cross promotion for both of you guys. I think, you know, if you love Eric Clapton, you're going to love Michael Connelly novels, guys, and vice versa, because they really do have a very similar feeling. What's next for Mickey Haller? Is this the last we're going to see of him, or is there more to come?
Well, I think it's the last for for a while, but this book does end with a new opportunity for him, and I'll explore that at some point. Right now I'm writing a book with Harry Bosch, who's a detective I've been writing about for 20 years.
Yeah.
Probably my favorite character, so I'm going back to him for the next one, and then I don't plan too far ahead. We'll just see what hits me when I'm done with the Harry Bosch book.
Well, that's wonderful. Michael, it's such a pleasure to talk to you. Big fan, loving the book, loved the movie. Everybody, this is Michael Connelly. Go get The Lincoln Lawyer. And of course, The Fifth Witness is out now, and you can get it probably everywhere now, right? Amazon, all the bookstores, God willing, they stay open, and download it to your Kindle or your app or your other device. But go read it. It's really, they you get drawn in so fast. You don't need a lot of time to get caught up in it. So, Michael, thank you so much for joining me today. It's really a pleasure to talk to you, and good luck. Good luck with the future of Mickey Haller and Harry Bosch and the rest of the characters.
Well, thanks, and good luck to you.